It's time to get up, get motivated, and start making moves for yourself instead of working to make someone else rich. These are genuine experiences and the stories of real entrepreneurs that made the ultimate decision to live for themselves in order to achieve unbelievable results. You're listening to The Time Is Now, making your business personal. Now here's your host, Kent Clothier.
What's up, what's up?
What's happening, everybody? I am your faithful host, Kent Clothier. Thanks for tuning in to the Time Is Now podcast. I'm excited about today's episode. We are finally on step five. Step five, where you get to cash the checks and make the money here in our little five-part series of 100K in 12 months, how to make a full-time income on a part-time effort. So here we are. Step number five, let's just kind of jump right into it. Steps one through four kind of at a very high level where you go out and find the cash buyers, you market to them, you get them calling you, you have a conversation with them or multiple conversations, you build this relationship, you nurture this relationship, and you turn around and use that information to motivate the entire market using our hedge fund strategy, get the entire market coming to you, bringing you deals that ultimately you can turn around and flip to the cash buyers. So if you want to hear all that in detail, just go back and listen to steps one, two, three, and four in this five-part series, and you'll be able to hear exactly what we covered. But let's jump into step five here, because this is where kind of the rubber meets the road. So now, realtors or wholesalers or even your own marketing have brought deals to the table, and you now have to put a property under contract and in turn flip your interest in that contract to this cash buyer. So how does that actually take place? Well, first things first, we cover this in detail inside of our academy. I'm obviously giving you a very high level approach to this, but when you go into our Real Estate Worldwide Academy and sign up for our Real Estate Mastery course, we actually have 21 video lessons that walk you through this in excruciating detail, and in fact, we'll test you and make sure that you know exactly what's going on here. But let's talk about it at a high level instead of getting all the way down into the weeds. We'll get a little bit down into the weeds, but not all the way down in there. Here's what's going to happen. First things first, you're going to assign your interest in a contract to this cash buyer. That's a really important distinction to make. But what is happening is basically you're going to go put this property under contract, and the contract itself becomes the asset, not the house, right? There's two different assets in this. If you think about it, you're buying a house, or potentially if you are the actual investor that's going to close on it, that's the asset. The house is the asset. But you, as an investor, you are creating an asset that is the contract. Basically, the controlling document in this transaction becomes an asset in and of itself. So the way we do this is by using what's called an option contract. Assuming you go through and you negotiate your price, or the realtor or investor has brought you the price that you've already told them that you wanted. You told them you wanted a price at $150,000. You know in the back of your mind that if you choose to, you can sell this to a cash buyer for $200,000. So that we're just going to go with the example that, hey man, I'm going to actually choose to put this under contract, and I'm actually going to choose to go and sell this or assign my interest in this contract to this cash buyer that I've been talking to. They want it for $200. I'm going to go see if I can get it under contract for $150 and let the dust settle, right? So quick $50,000 here, whatever. Again, this is all just for example purposes. So here we go. I go in and I put an option in place. Now, the reason I'm putting the option contract in place is that I just want to give myself the option. I want to make sure that, God forbid, something, if my cash buyer doesn't want it, or I'm unable to sell it, or if I'm whatever I decide to do with the property, if it doesn't work out, I'm not completely on the hook to buy this house for $150,000. I'm limiting my downside. What I'm doing is I'm basically putting a contract, which we will include right here on the podcast. So if you go to the Time Is Now podcast, you look for this episode, you'll see right here, we're going to put a link to the option contract, or you can go to kentclothier.com and just click on podcast, and right there on this episode, we'll put the option contract that I'm talking about. This contract is clearly going to state that what you are doing is you are giving them a fee. Let's just call it $500. Now, in exchange for that $500, you are reserving the right to buy the property for $150,000 for a period of time. That option contract could be 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 120 days, whatever it is, it really doesn't matter. Obviously, the longer you have to exercise on that option, the more beneficial it is to you because it gives you the ability to talk to multiple people and create multiple exit strategies. But let's let's just say that you're coming in and say, for $500, I am putting 1234 Main Street under contract with this option, the option to buy it for $150,000. I can execute on that option anytime in the next 30 days. So at that point, your seller cannot do anything. Your seller is under contract with you to basically hold up any other transactions. That's putting a wall around the property. Nothing can happen on this property for the next 30 days or however long that option period is, because you have the option to buy it and you've already negotiated the price. There's people that put properties under contract like this for a year, especially in commercial deals. They'll put a 1 year option that they have the ability to exercise on that option for $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, whatever it is. And that gives them the opportunity to go and do due diligence, and get plans together. So this is a very, very common way of transacting business, right? So you put in an option contract. Now, in that option contract, you are also clearly stating that you have the right at any time to assign your interest in that option contract to another party. You can have another investor step in. If they choose to close on it, they can actually step in and close. You can assign your interest in the option to other people. Now, what does this do for you? What this effectively does is now the option contract, that little piece of paper that clearly states you can buy this property for $150,000 anytime in the next 30 days, is the asset. It's the asset. And so now, if you choose, you can go out to the market and find somebody that's willing to pay you something greater than $150,000. If you have it under, if you're controlling a property for $150,000 and somebody else sees value in that property at $200,000, you have the ability to assign your interest in that contract for that assignment fee. Meaning, I can come in and if I find somebody, my cash buyer, that says I would be willing to pay $200,000 for that property, I can assign my interest in that option contract for $50,000. All that has to take place is I basically have to exercise my option at $150,000 with a purchase and sell agreement, and then assign my interest in that purchase and sell agreement over to the new buyer for $200,000, and I make the difference. It's that simple. Hey, this is Kent, and thanks for listening to the show. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up. If you're interested in real estate investing and looking for a way to get started, go to thetimeisnow.com. Right there on the page, you'll see an opportunity to just log in and get a free copy of my best-selling book. It's a great way to get started, learn a lot about one of our most basic strategies in real estate called wholesaling, reverse wholesaling to be specific, exactly how you can get started right now. Got a whole list of resources in there, step-by-step instructions, everything you need. Again, go check it out at thetimeisnow.com. So again, let's go through it again. Step by step, I put a property under contract with an option contract. I pay $500 and tell them that at any time in the next 30 days, I reserve the right to put a purchase agreement in place for $150,000. I go and I talk to my cash buyer and they tell me, yes, Kent, we would be interested in that property. We want it for $200,000. Okay. Now, I immediately go back and I exercise my option. I go back and simply put a purchase agreement in place, basically make it all legal now. Hey, I'm now officially putting this under contract for $150,000. I have it under contract for $150,000. So now the purchase agreement is effectively the asset. I go back to my cash buyer and I assign my interest in the new contract for an assignment fee of $50,000. It's a one-page assignment fee. I'll also include this on the blog post as well, on the podcast as well. So it's three contracts here. One was the option to get it started. Two was a purchase agreement. And three is an assignment contract. Those three documents all go to a title company, and I'm out. Very simple, very straightforward. What happens is my cash buyer shows up with $200,000 to buy the house. From that $200,000, $50,000 that's paid to me, and $150,000 less the option fee of $500. So $149,500 goes to the original seller. So $149,500 goes to the original seller. They originally got $500 in option money, and now they have an additional $50,000 that comes to me for the assignment fee. My cash buyer got his deal for $200 that he wanted. He wins. I win. The seller wins. That's how this happens every single day. That's how you see these people that are talking about doing deals with no money, with no credit, with no experience. The worst thing that you, I mean, the most in this particular transaction that you could be exposed to is your $500 option contract, right? That option money is non-refundable. You could easily do it a different scenario where you, instead of using an option contract, you just put $500 in escrow on the purchase agreement and simply state that that money is refundable. I like doing with the option contract because it's a lot more transparent. It tells the seller what I'm doing. There is no, I could never be accused by a seller of saying that I somehow came in and was practicing law or practicing real estate without a license. Not all that is effectively off the table because I'm disclosing everything. What my intention is, I am the investor. Everybody knows in that option contract. It's really, really clean and absolutely protects you in any scenario. So I would tell you, use all three of those contracts exactly the way I laid it out. Go back and listen to this, or more importantly, just get into the academy. Do yourself a favor and invest in your knowledge. Get in the academy and learn exactly how to do this. Just go to REWW.com, go to the academy page, and get signed up for the Real Estate Mastery Course. For $2,000, you can learn everything there is to know about this and go learn step by step by step, contracts, everything you want to know, video tutorials, everything start to finish on how to go create this $100,000 a year or more income, right? This is $100,000 a year by hardly lifting a finger, much less, working at it full time. So again, this is how you go and create a full-time income with a part-time effort. If you have any questions, feel free to just go over to KentClothier.com, fill out the support right there on the About Us page or on the Contact Us page. I'll happily answer there, or just leave a comment or a rating here. I'll happily answer any questions there. We are here to help. Again, KentClothier.com, REWW.com. That's the best places to get all these resources. If you just want to go straight to the podcast, go to thetimeisnow.com. And until we meet again, thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk soon. Peace.
You've reached the end of this episode, but there's plenty more for you over at thetimeisnow.com, where you can sign up for our free mailing list to help you make the next big shift in your career. As always, we'll see you next time on the Time Is Now podcast, where your business is personal.